NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Beginning with a bit of Brahms in the noon hour, we listen there to Hungarian Dance, number 10, in F major, as played by the London Symphony, conducted by Neeme Yarvi on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. As we enter the afternoon hours, we await the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra for our main performance in the noon hour with the Passionate Swan Lake Suite by Tchaikovsky, along with the Möbius Ensemble with a little trio for flute, viola, and harp a bit later by Arnold Bax, all just ahead here on KPR. Glad you could join me today. We're going to continue with the Guildhall Strings and music that's always been a crowd pleaser since it was composed in 1913 by Gustav Holst, something that he created for his students at the St. Paul Girls' School in Hammersmith, London, where he was a teacher for nearly three decades. The St. Paul Suite, next on Kansas Public Radio. A true classic from Gustav Holst, composed in 1913 for his students at the St. Paul Girls' School in Hammersmith, London, the St. Paul Suite. A performance today by the Guildhall String Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. 12:22 now, and in just about 10 minutes, we'll be ready for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and the beautiful Swan Lake Suite by Tchaikovsky. That and much more on the way here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Currently on the KU campus, it's 30 degrees. Today's high around 34. Sky's sunny. A little cloudy by this evening, though, with a low of 16. Tomorrow's a cloudy day with temperatures expected in the mid-20s. A bit more English music now. Chamber music from composer Arnold Bax. And something he wrote in 1916, the Möbius Ensemble brings us the Elegiac Trio for flute, viola, and harp on KPR. From English composer Arnold Bax, music composed in 1916, an elegiac trio for flute, viola, and harp performed by members of the Möbius Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:32. There'll be NPR news at the top of the hour, plus classical music until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. You know, every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. $5 a month here, 10 there. The occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it all works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today. You can do it at that website, KansasPublicRadio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org. Conductor Herbert von Karajan, ready to lead the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra for our main performance for the hour. And it's from Tchaikovsky and his triumph on the ballet stage, the Swan Lake Suite, next on KPR. ¶¶ Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Herbert von Karajan and Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Ballet Suite here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. In just a moment, NPR News with an update of headlines. Then the next hour of classical music brings us the Eroica Trio and a piece that's an absolute blast to listen to, Paul Schoenfield's Cafe Music. Also, this morning you may have heard a Rachmaninoff piano concerto with Destiny. We've got another concerto, Rachmaninoff's second for piano with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, also awaiting us in the next hour. More wonderful classical music is on the way, and we hope you can stick around. Here on the KU campus, 30 degrees, headed to a high of 34 under sunny skies today. Tonight, a little cloudy and a low of 16. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. English Chamber Orchestra there, conductor Donald Frazier, and music by Maran Murray and his famous tune, The Bells of St. Genevieve, on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for classical music as well as NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you today on a Wednesday afternoon, and looking forward to a performance by the Royal Philharmonic and pianist Earl Wilde a bit later. Already today, during the Morning with Destiny, we've had a chance to hear a Rachmaninoff piano concerto. We've got another one for you, his famous second piano concerto in C minor. That's in just a little bit. I'd say just over 15 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Think you'll enjoy what we have for you next? This is some music that's an absolute blast to listen to. It's from American composer Paul Schoenfield, who, back in the 1980s, had a gig as a house pianist at Murray's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge in Minneapolis, which at the time employed a house trio which played entertaining dinner music in a wide variety of styles. Schoenfield wanted to capture the atmosphere of that whole experience and compose a sort of high-class dinner music piece that could be played at a restaurant, but also might also just barely find its way into a concert hall. We've got the Eroica Trio, and we'll hear Schoenfield's Cafe Music next on KPR. The Trio Whirlwind, one composed in 1987. The Eroica Trio with Paul Schoenfield's Cafe Music here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 1:30, about half an hour until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday afternoon. We invite you to mark your calendar for February 27th and 28th. That's when KPR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. A big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred, and you're invited to shake along with us. Check out the entire schedule of events and get tickets over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and then join us February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lee.ku.edu. We have the Royal Philharmonic next, and music by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Maybe you had a chance to hear his third piano concerto this morning with Destiny. We've got another concerto, one that he composed in 1901, and more than just a concerto for Rachmaninoff, this one was a victory over depression, a depression that he fell into after the disastrous premiere of his first symphony in 1897, and for 3 years after that he didn't compose another thing. He had to dig down deep to find the strength to keep going as a composer, and delivered an enduringly popular piano concerto and one of his most famous works, Piano Concerto No. 2, here with pianist Earl Wilde and the Royal Philharmonic on KPR. Pianist Earl Wilde and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour with music from Franz von Suppe, Dvorak, and a beautiful Irish piano quartet all in store for you on KPR.
Live from NPR News, interest rates steady. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Sounds like something happened to someone there at the end with the BBC Concert Orchestra, conductor Barry Wordsworth, and that charming little tune by the composer Sidney Torch, an English composer working in that vein of music called light music, that tune called Cresta Run, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for a little while longer to enjoy a bit more classical music before 3 p.m. We've got the Gould Piano Trio with us a bit later, and the music they'll play is of the great 19th-century Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford. We have as well one of Antonín Dvořák's concert overtures called My Home, all in just a bit, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting an audio sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at Lawrence Public Library on Friday and Saturday, February 13th and 14th. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. We've got a concert overture for you right now from the Austrian composer of comedic operettas, one Franz von Suppe. He wrote this one in 1890. There's a lot going on in just a short time in this little piece. Music that opens with a grand and joyful fanfare, which gives way to a lyrical melody, then to a military march, followed by a gentle waltz, and culminates in a full-fledged ballroom dance. They call this Vienna Jubilation, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner on Kansas Public Radio. A lot of fun had in a short amount of time there. Music from composer Franz von Suppe, Vienna Jubilation, composed in 1890. Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:16, and awaiting us still in the second half of the hour is the Scottish National Orchestra, with another concert overture, one by Antonín Dvořák, called My Home. That's in a bit, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival featuring percussionist Jason Truding on Saturday, February 7, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, sunny skies and about 34 degrees, high temperatures around 35, And tonight, a low of 17 with cloudy skies, and cloudy by tomorrow, a bit cooler with a high of 24, a low of 11 for Thursday night. Next on KPR is the Gould Piano Trio, along with violist David Adams, and music from the 19th-century Irish composer and one of the founders of England's Royal College of Music, Charles Villiers Stanford, whose music had a great impact and his teaching influenced a whole raft of early 20th-century English composers, from Elgar to Vaughan Williams to Holst. We'll listen to Stanford's Piano Quartet, No. 1 in F Major, on Kansas Public Radio. Some rich chamber music from 19th-century Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, Piano Quartet, No. 1 in F Major, played by the Gould Piano Trio with the help of violist David Adams on KPR. About 10 minutes to go now until 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. And, of course, later on tonight, classical music picks back up from 7 to 9 this evening. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. We're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Very glad you could be with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you can be with us at the end of February. See, Kansas Public Radio is going to be throwing a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It'll be on February 27th and 28th right here in Lawrence, and includes live music by the band Nutty and Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. You can check out the complete schedule of events and get your tickets all at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. We've got time for one more performance. Conductor Nimi Yarvi back to lead the Scottish National Orchestra with some music written by Antony Dvorak in 1881, a little symphonic poem that was one of 9 numbers originally composed as music for a play about a famous Czech playwright, and music based on the old folk tune called Where My Home Is, which became eventually the Czech national anthem. We'll hear the My Home Overture, the Scottish National Orchestra, next on Kansas Public Radio. Rousing concert overture, one written in 1881 by Antonín Dvořák, called the My Home Overture. Conductor Nimi Yarvi and the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Watson. I hope you enjoyed this afternoon's music. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Don't forget you can catch classical music this evening from 7 to 9. We're live, we're local. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.